What's going on, guys? Welcome to the new podcast edition of Sports Insiders. Today we are going to recap day two, or night number two, of NBA free agency. Some breaking news everybody knows, of course, you probably do now. Lakers signed LeBron James. Really a very shocking report this early. Everybody thought maybe 10 days he would wait it out. And he decided to go early this time. He actually said that him and Magic Johnson actually closed the deal Saturday night. Nobody told him. He didn't tell anybody except for his family and loved ones. Obviously, that's a big deal for the Lakers and LeBron. And we'll have to see what's next for the Lakers. We're going to kick it off again. Mavericks signed DeAndre Jordan last night. Obviously, the dispute in 2015 when they couldn't quite get him to go. He re-signed with Los Angeles. And Dallas was just heartbroken. They were just heartbroken. And, you know, he's finally committed this year. And I'm sure he'll be great in Dallas. The Bucks signed Ersan Ilyasova. Not really big news, but this could mean the end of Jabari Parker era. Pacers signed Doug McDermott. Doug McDermott, that's pretty interesting move by Indiana right there. They decided to let go Glenn Robinson, who, by the way, signed with the Pistons today. But Doug McDermott, he's been on three teams in a year now. The Suns signed Trevor Ariza. This was kind of a shocking signing to me. Ariza pointed out that he wanted about $40 to $50 million a year. Wasn't able to get that. And he settled for a one-year $7 million deal. So a one-year $7 million deal to Phoenix. And he'll pair up there with Josh Jackson, Mikal Bridges, small forward / shooting guard, and TJ Warren. We'll see how he fits it there. The Nets re-signed Joe Harris and signed Ed Davis, but lose Nick Stauskas, shooting guard, to Trailblazers. Not really a big signing right there for Portland. Grizzlies signed Omri Caspi. Omri Caspi was actually cut towards the end of the season by the Golden State Warriors. The Spurs sign Marco Bellinelli. Bellinelli was actually in San Antonio earlier in his career, and now he is back after being on a 14-team slant. He's just going from team to team every year now. The Knicks signed Mario Hezonja, which is actually kind of interesting. During the mid-season, regular season, towards the trade deadline, I thought Mario Hezonja was going to get traded, but it looks like the Knicks waited out. I actually predicted that Mario Hezonja was going to be in a Knicks uniform towards mid-season. More Lakers. Lakers sign Lance Stephenson. That's obviously a big signing. LeBron James and Lance Stephenson will be teammates. We'll see how that works out. Lakers also signed former Warriors center JaVale McGee. JaVale McGee said in a comment, I believe it was last Thursday, that he wanted to be a Warrior for the rest of his career. I don't know what happened there. I guess the Warriors weren't interested or he had a change of mind, but anyway, let's get back to it. Pelicans sign Elfrid Payton. This is a bit of a shocking thing to me. I thought maybe this could be the end of Rajon Rondo in there. Obviously, he's a restricted free agent. We'll see what happens with him, though. No big, really, detail right there. Elfrid Payton, not really a solid shooter as much as he is a passer. He's kind of like a Rajon Rondo type, but I guess Pelicans are trying to go younger. Nuggets re-signed Nikola Jokic and Will Barton. Nikola Jokic was one of the most underrated, underpaid players that, I mean, he was just a dynamic player, the best on the Nuggets, and now he's getting a 5-year, $140 million deal. Obviously, that's big for Nikola Jokic. Will Barton also signed with the Nuggets after declining an extension towards the end of the season. He actually re-signed this summer, actually. That's a good thing for the Nuggets and Will Barton. Thunder re-signed Paul George. We did not get that to earlier, but Paul George is such a great player. Everybody thought maybe Los Angeles was the way he was going to go. But, yeah, when he opted out, everybody thought Los Angeles, no others came to mind, really. And they were just preparing for that. You know, him and LeBron, maybe Kawhi. But turns out Thunder re-signed Paul George, and Paul George and Russell Westbrook partied all night. Spurs re-signed Rudy Gay. Rudy Gay opted out of his contract earlier this summer, and many thought he would sign with another team. But he returned to the Spurs and will probably be the future small forward next season after Kawhi gets traded. Warriors re-signed Kevin Durant. This is kind of a mix between a re-sign and a player that opted in. He gets a 2-year contract, but a player option next year. So the Warriors actually re-signed him. Rockets get Chris Paul a max contract that sends him good for 5 years. So they're trying to keep their pieces together, obviously trying to beat the Golden State Warriors. Time after time again, that will probably be the Western Conference Finals once more next year. We'll see what the Lakers can do. Celtics re-sign Aron Baynes. That was a pretty big story for the Celtics. That's all they've been doing. I mean, the Celtics have really been, really, really been focusing on this Kawhi Leonard trade. And God knows what's going on in San Antonio and Los Angeles and Boston, Philadelphia right now. I mean, there's all sorts of trade rumors, talks. We want this, we want that. We'll see how it plays out, though. I'm going to talk about that for a minute. I don't think the Celtics should really trade for Kawhi. You got 3 great wing players in Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown. They're all great. Great small forwards, great wing players. You don't need any more. But, I mean, I'm telling you, Los Angeles doesn't really need it either. And the Spurs really don't want to help Los Angeles. They really don't. They have LeBron now, and that probably just sank. I mean, the Spurs might decline this trade just because of that. They don't want Kawhi and LeBron pairing up. I mean, last time LeBron paired up with an all-star, a really talented up-and all-star, no offense to Kevin Love, he won championships. You know, the big 3, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, they were winning championships. They were solid. That you pair them up in Los Angeles again. Brandon Ingram, Kawhi Leonard, and LeBron James. But obviously, Brandon Ingram would probably be a part of that Kawhi Leonard trade. We'll have to see. We'll have to find out. But the Clippers have been focusing on getting Kawhi. They have been distracted from any signings, re-signings, or anything. They made one trade, and that was a straight-up one-for-one-man trade. Marcin Gortat for Austin Rivers. Not really how I feel that. That's a pretty good trade, you know, both pretty good players, you know. But that we obviously knew at that point that DeAndre Jordan was done in Los Angeles. You know, the big 3 is gone. Lob City is gone. Blake Griffin traded away. Chris Paul traded away. And then DeAndre Jordan just got tired of it. Anyways, Thunder re-signed Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant was obviously a talented surprise last year. Many thought it was a shocking surprise that he came out pretty good. And they actually re-signed him as well as Paul George. And they're keeping their team together. Thunder is keeping their team together. in order to win championships. They re-signed Paul George, Jeremy Grant. They're probably going to re-sign some other players. What they really need is some bench players. To me, all right, obviously the shooting guard spot is a big issue. They need a shooting guard. Or actually, you could probably put Carmelo at shooting guard, honestly. So, a power forward. Let's say they need a power forward. To me, a starting power forward position is not as important as the bench. The bench was the reason why the Thunder could not succeed last year. They didn't have solid shooters off the bench. That and Russell Westbrook just needs to play the game to win. He is a stat machine. That might sound good, but when you're trying to win games, when you're trying to win championships, that's not where you want to be. You want to be the right player who doesn't pass on an open shot just to get another assist. If he has an open shot, shoot it. If you have an open man, shoot it. If you need one more point for a triple-double, but you're freaking contested, no, you can't do that. You've got to play the game to win. Russell Westbrook is playing selfishly right now, and he needs to learn how to play as a team. That big three, or you could say big four if you want to include Steven Adams, has got to learn to come together. That's their main objective this offseason. Those four players need to go and get together and bond and create a relationship that they can go on the court and dominate. And the Timberwolves actually, going back to this, Timberwolves actually re-signed Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose has been playing some pretty good ball there in Minnesota. Obviously, he hasn't been doing it when he was at Cleveland. He wasn't doing it when he was in New York. Those were one-year teams. Actually, Cleveland was a half-a-year team. And now he's really hoping that Minnesota can finish out his career in Minnesota. I would love to see that happen. Maybe get back on track. Remember, he was an outstanding, tremendous player when he was at Chicago. I mean, he was awesome. MVP, you know, who knows if he never would have got that torn ACL, who knows where he would have been right now. He was a great player, and they had a great team. Rockets re-signed Gerald Green, another important piece for the Rockets. Their three-point shooting ability is high. That's the main importance. For the Rockets, they love to shoot threes. That was their main objective in the season. They love to shoot threes so much. I mean, they have to learn not to shoot that many threes, though. I mean, well, I remember back in the Western Conference Finals, I believe it was Game 7, they shot over 27 at one point. Like, if you can't hit, you can't hit. I believe it was Trevor Ariza who shot over 12. Well, I mean, he's not really there anymore. He's gone to Phoenix. But we'll see what's happening. We'll see what the Rockets can do this offseason, and hopefully they can get back on track. Raptors re-signed Fred VanVleet. Fred VanVleet. Everybody thought he was going to go to Suns, actually, at one point. Phoenix was the place to go. They were going to offer him a big salary to be their next starting point guard. I don't think he was really into that much. And the Raptors decided to offer him. It was obviously not as big as a contract. But they offered him. And he just loves it down there in Toronto. You know, sixth man of the year nominee. Maybe I can win it next year. Getting my life back on track. Getting his game back on track. Because this is really the one year he was actually standing out. I don't remember a single person actually remembering his name other than last year. I mean, he's a great player, and he has great potential. Knicks re-signed Luka Kornet. He was a rookie last year, a center. That's not really a big, important transaction. The Bucks re-signed Brandon Jennings. You know, maybe many people thought he was a one-and-done, a one-year, and he might retire, but no, he re-signs with the Bucks, and that's pretty good for the Bucks, actually. Heat re-signed Derrick Jones. He was a two-way player last year, and now he's coming back. It's not a really big standout transaction to me again. And Mavericks re-signed Salah Madri, another really odd transaction. You know, this is a really odd scenario for Dallas. They put a qualifying offer on Salah Madri, then they took it away, and now they're going to re-sign him. I guess it really doesn't make any sense to me. I guess they wanted for a long-term deal. But anyways, back to it. Lakers re-signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, not the best player last year, but the Lakers have just gone from one of the worst teams to having, like, the fifth best odds to win the title or the NBA Finals. We're going to stop this and look at the Lakers. Who have the Lakers added so far? They've added LeBron James. They've re-signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They've added Lance Stephenson and JaVale McGee. That's two great spots. And they're looking to trade for Kawhi Leonard. We really don't know who... There's actually a pretty good competition for shooting guard next year for the Lakers. You got Josh Hart, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and you could put Lance Stephenson at the shooting guard if you really wanted to. You could maybe attempt to try Brandon Ingram. I don't know how that much would work out. But obviously not the best shooter, but he's not that bad of a shooter. The Magic re-signed Aaron Gordon. The deal was worth 4 years, $84 million deal. That's a pretty good deal for the Aaron Gordon. Obviously, a lot of teams disappointed. A lot of teams were interested. And we'll see what other teams are trying to do. Really, the power forward spot has gone down in the market. But we'll see what happens. You know, anything can happen. Still got July 6th till they're official. But, you know, we'll see. Jazz guaranteed a 2018-2019 contract for Thabo Sefolosha. So basically, they re-signed him. And that's a big deal for the Jazz, because they have like struggles with the small forward position, and whenever they sign a small forward, it's obviously a big deal. They really, really need that small forward position. And we'll see what they can do with Derek Favors also. I don't know about Derek Favors, and they just had a meeting with him, so we'll see what happens. You know what? I really do think that Derek Favors will re-sign the Jazz. I think they will. Do I think they should? Not really. I'm not that big of a Derek Favors fan myself. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying he's not that material to be stuck there. To me, Jazz need to go after Jabari Parker. Jabari Parker is the perfect fit for Utah, and Utah needs a power forward position. Utah is literally one position, one decent, really pretty good position, like a small forward or a power forward away from maybe a third seed in the playoffs if they can keep it up. The West is going to be stacked this year. We have the Lakers rising because of LeBron. The Thunder got their team back. Rockets got their team back pretty much. The Warriors haven't done anything, but they lost JaVale McGee. And, I mean, this is really just going to be an interesting year. But I will tell you one team on the downfall, and that is the Los Angeles Clippers. Honestly, I have no idea what they're doing down there. You know, you traded away your big three. You had a great thing going. It didn't work out in the playoffs. It didn't work out. You gave away from them because it wasn't working out in the playoffs. Well, now you're not even going to the playoffs. And you're not even supposed to get Kawhi Leonard. And really, your best player is probably Lou Williams and then Tobias Harris. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that should not be your best player on a team. I mean, you guys are sinking down to maybe the Hawks and the Kings level. And you guys need to pick yourselves up and do something with that franchise. Yeah, if you want Kawhi, go after Kawhi. I mean, go after him. Offer what they want. You guys need an all-star, and you guys need it badly. Nobody is stopping you from trading anybody. You can trade anybody. If you want him, go get him. That's all.